Not too many people departing from Phoenix on a Sunday night in mid-January. And wow, it was a struggle for me to get through that whole sentence. Like, I knew what I wanted to say, and yet when it came time to say the next word, it was like I had never heard it before. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, Phoenix, and I believe it's called Sky International Airport, which, you know, a little on the nose, Phoenix, but Phoenix International, I mean, Sky International, is that what it's called? Oh my God, okay, what's it called? Phoenix. I'm going to cut this out. Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport. It's like, all right, I don't like it. It's fine. I don't love it. I'll say that. And yeah, I was there last night, just hightailed it out of Phoenix. I did. We had one show Sunday night, last night on my birthday. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It just is, you know, those are the facts. It's like when it's my birthday, it's like, okay, it's weird. Okay, I think I've touched on this last year. It's weird to not tell someone it's their birthday if you're talking to them. It's like if I'm talking to someone, having a normal conversation, and then I find out later that it was their birthday, I'm like, why wouldn't they just tell me that? And it's like, yeah, it is an interesting thing to just announce, but it's like, I feel like I'm lying if I don't. Okay, so whatever. I was like, okay, I'll do this last set, and then I'm going to leave right after my set, fly home, because it would be nice to, I kind of had like two birthdays yesterday, but it was kind of cool. So I hightail it out. Get to the airport. It's about 8:15. My flight's at 9:15. I'm like, perfect. I get inside. It is an absolute ghost town. Like, I was like, is this open? Like, everything was like roped off. I was like, okay, but what if shit? I don't know. It was just absolutely no one there. And it's like, wow, is that a different experience? I mean, the world is just truly your oyster. You know, you're like, should I go to Starbucks just for fun? It's like, I don't even want anything. I just want to go because I can and there's no line, you know? And it's like, I got up to security, and even though no one's around, I'm the only person there, I still just have PTSD from all the other times you go through security, and it's just the most stressful thing you've ever experienced in your entire life. It's like going through airport security has probably taken 7 years off the average person's life. It's like you just get up there and it's every bitch for themselves. Like, it's just like, I don't know you. Like, get a bin and just start moving. And it's like, you know, the employees of the airport don't exactly make it more relaxing. Like, they're not just like, it's all right, like, take your time, like, we'll get through this. Like, they're just like, take your fucking laptop out, bitch, if I have to tell you bitches one more time. There's always one person that's like, do we have to take our shoes off? And it's like, you know you do. You know you do. We've been doing this for quite some time. It's like, I don't know why now on this flight to Burbank from Phoenix, Arizona would be the exception, you know? But actually, in that same breath, I feel like I have been to some where they're like, we're doing something a little different. They're like, no, you can actually leave them on. Like, someone's like, do we have to take our shoes off? And they're like, no, you can go ahead and leave your shoes on. And you're like, what's the catch? You know, you're like, what's about to happen? Like, what else do I have to take off because I didn't take my shoes off? It's like, I don't know. Some airports are really just kind of doing their own thing in that way. They're like, we don't do shoes here. Like, it's, you know, it's just something we decided as a community. And it's like, that's a relief, you know. And I am kind of new to traveling with my laptop. So I feel like for a long time, it was like, okay, whatever. You take your shoes off at security. Like, what's the big deal? But it's like the laptop is just another level. It's just another step. You're just like, oh my God, unzip this like precious, delicate thing, you know, and it's like put it in its own thing. It's just a lot. But whatever, there was no one in the security line. And yet I just still like just my body, you know, like muscle memory. Like I was just triggered and I was just like freaking out. I was like, oh my God, I have to like get out all my shit. I don't know how I had so many bins. I had, I think, 6 or 7 bins. And it's like, has any one person ever had that many bins? Like, yeah, I feel like, you know, a family of 6 could use 6 or 7 bins. Like I was just using 7 bins on my own. And this guy, it's like he saw me taking all these bins and it's like, I feel like in his mind, he wanted to think it was wrong, but he's like, I mean, I guess, yeah, there is no limit on how many bins you can take. And it's like, honestly, this isn't on me. This is on you. It's like, you guys want everything in separate shit. It's like, to me, it's like, yeah, let me just put my fucking purse on top of my laptop. Like, what's the big deal there, you know? And I'm sure it is a big deal and God forbid, but it's just like, okay, you want my shoes in a separate one. You want my jacket in a separate one. It's like, guess what? I have a big tote bag, you know? It's like, guess what? I have freaking, oh, okay. So last night I had some cake because it was my birthday. Good thing we covered that earlier or else you would have been absolutely lost right now. So I had cake that the club got for me, which was really nice. Shout out Tempe Improv. And I was like in such a rush to leave because I was just like, I don't like, you know, my set ended at 7:50 and my flight was at 9:15. And it's like, yes, the airport's very close, but it's like, you can't be getting cocky around airports. You know, it's like, you better get your ass there. So they got me this cake and I really wanted some. And so they gave me this container to take it to go in. And it's like, it was one of those containers that are like the plastic kind of circular one. And then they have, sorry. It's like a foil bottom, you know, and then a plastic top, but it's like, it doesn't like snap into place. It's like, you have to fold the foil over the plastic. And it's like, let me tell you what, when I folded the foil over the plastic, I gave it about 13% of my effort. Like I was like, that's not closed. And I was like, I don't care. You know, I was like, it'll be fine. And thank God I took a couple bites when I was there. I was like, I need to just try it right now. It was all right. Whatever. And I feel like it's like, actually, why are cakes so hard to get right? It's like, I feel like 9 times out of 10, the cake isn't good. You're like, is there a way for this to be better? You know, it's like, this shouldn't be bad. Like it's chocolate and vanilla. You know, it's like, why is this somehow not good? Anyways, they had me put the cake in its own separate bin. Okay, so I finally get all my stuff in the bins. Yeah, I had more bins than anyone knew what to do with. And it's like, there's no one behind me. There's no one in front of me. The airport security are like joking with me, which is actually kind of freaking me out. It's like even scarier than if they were mean. You know, it's like you're so used to them being mean that now they're like trying to be light and playful. And I'm just like so traumatized. Like this woman's like, oh, you brought me cake. And I'm like, yeah. And then, oh my God, because I actually like smuggled this geranium back home because there was some really, really powerful geraniums at the hotel I was staying at. And my mom is obsessed with geraniums. And like now I'm kind of obsessed with geraniums. And we always like to get geraniums from all different places. So she was like, get one. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I can. But then I managed. I just like pulled a cutting as I was leaving the hotel with all my stuff to go to the last show because I was just going to leave from there to the airport. So I had this cutting and I was like, well, I don't know what to do with it. I can't like put it in my suitcase. So I just rested it on top of my tote bag. And then I went to check out and I was like, am I about to get arrested? Like I was like, wait, am I even allowed to travel with a geranium? Like I didn't know the rules. I just kind of put it in my bag. So, oh yeah. So, cause this woman was like, oh, you brought me cake. And this guy was like, oh, you brought me a flower. And I'm like, it was so terrifying. Like I was just like, just take whatever you want, you know, like just let me go. So I get all my stuff through and I'm like about to go through the, you know, you step in, you put your hands up, this little thing swipes. What's it doing? We don't know, you know? And it's like, my mom is always like, don't go through it. Don't go through it. Most of the time I just go through it because I'm just like, I can't deal with like, you know, I just, most of the time I'm running late, you know? So it was weird to be, not that I was so early, it was just that there was no one there. So I knew I had plenty of time. So I was like, oh, actually, I'll just do like a manual version of this, you know? And it's like, they go, that's always when they go, they're like, so you're opting out. They make it official. They're like, is that your official statement? And then it's like, wow. Yeah, I guess I am opting out, you know, it's like, and they're like, all right, we got an opt out. Like they set it in motion. Like once you say the words, you're opting out, like it is just a cause set forth. And they always have to like call someone in to do the manual pat down. And it's like, shouldn't they just be standing here? It's like, I feel like every probably 4 minutes someone opts out. So it's like, why not just have them here? Like they like get on a walkie talkie and it's like, where is this person coming from? Like, they're like, hold on a minute, ma'am. Like, you need to step aside. You need to step aside. And I'm like, yeah, like, I'm not resisting. You know, it's like, I asked for this. And it's like 9 times during waiting for someone to come do the manual pat down. Like, I was just like, I'm just going to go through the machine. Like, I was like, this, I just don't want to wait. And it's so stressful because, like, your stuff is already through. So then finally, this woman comes and she's like taking me over to the pat down area. And that's when I start to hear just some murmurs. I just hear some hushed tones. I just hear someone go, the cake. Oh, no, the cake. Oh, it's from the cake. And I'm like, okay, what happened to my cake? Like, I'm like, wait, what? I just keep hearing people say cake. I turn, there is just, I took 2 slices of cake to go. There is just 1 slice of cake on the conveyor belt. There's frosting on my suitcase. There's, you know, frosting on the like flapping things that you put your stuff through to begin with. Like there's frosting on a man's gloves. Like it's everywhere. It's everywhere. And I'm like, I can't even truly process it. Like, I register it as something I'm perhaps reading in a book or something that's happening to someone else. Like, even though I know it's my cake, it's just not computing with me. Like, I have so many other things on my plate. I have 9 freaking bins to keep track of. I'm like, where are my 9 bins? And then this woman's like, okay, come, let's do the pat down. And I'm just like, why didn't I just go through the thing? Like, I could have just been out of here. I mean, I guess probably my cake still would have fell, but this just would have been behind me. It's like, why am I dragging this out? So they're like, yeah, the cake fell, and I see that one piece is still inside of it, but it's like, I didn't see what happened. I didn't see the fall. I didn't see the put back of the lid. I don't even know what happened, actually. It's like, just because, yes, the lid wasn't on properly, but it's like, it's going on a conveyor belt in a bin. It's like, there's no reason it should have been tumbling. Like, it's just going flat in a straight line. So it's like, I actually just don't know what happened. And I guess I never will, because I was just like, it's like I saw this all, but yet I was like, all right, I don't know. Like, the cake fell. I don't know. This woman's patting me down. She's like, oh no, first she has to gather all my stuff. She's like, is this your stuff? I'm like, yeah. She goes to the next bin. She's like, is this your stuff? Yeah. 9 more. Yeah, it's all mine. It's all mine. I don't know why I have so many bins. Okay, whatever. She puts all my stuff aside. We do the pat down. And I'm like, okay, fine. It takes 9,000 years. I put my shoes back on. I like put my laptop back away. And I you know, I pick up the cake and I'm just like, did this piece fall on the conveyor belt that's in here and they just put it back in? I'm like, my journalism skills kicked in and I was like, I need to get the full story. Like, I don't have all the information right now. So I go to like the people, you know, doing security. And I was like, well, actually I went to one person first. He was kind of standing little outside the action. And I was like, did you see what happened to the cake? And he was like, the cake. I was like, you know, like how 1 minute ago a cake just fell and it got all over the conveyor belt. I was like, I was like, did this piece fall that's in here? And he's like, you know what? He's like, I honestly don't know. He's like, let's go ask the main source. So the main source was like, no, the piece that's in the container now did not spill. And I'm like, all right. And so I take the cake and I'm just walking. And then I think like I had to stop and readjust something and I saw a trash can and I was like, I'm throwing away this cake. And I just threw it away because I was like, I don't know. I was like, I feel like the lid came off though and was maybe on the conveyor belt. And now it's just like touching the other piece of cake. I just couldn't deal with it. Like I was like, it's hard to hold right now. It's not even that good. It might have been strewn all over a airport conveyor belt. Like I'm good. You know, it's like I made a pros and cons list and there were no pros. Like I was just like, I just got to be done with this. So I was. And I got to the gate and... So the way to Phoenix from Arizona, I mean, the way to Phoenix from Burbank, I swear to God, the flight was 45 minutes. Like it was 1 second. I think it was actually 45 minutes. So I just assumed the way back was 45 minutes. And wow, you can never assume anything. So I like kind of have to pee, but I'm like, I'm not going pee. I'm like, this flight's 45 minutes. I'm going pee in my own house when I get home, which will be in like an hour. You know, because it's like I usually never go to the bathroom on planes. I just don't. I don't even like to go in the airport. It's like it's so disgusting to me. I can't take it. Like it's just the suitcase in the bathroom. I can't even think about it. So I was like, yeah, I don't need to go pee. As I'm boarding, I see it says flight duration 1 hour 33 minutes. And I'm like, okay. Okay, like that's 1 hour 33 is like, you know, I do kind of have to pee now, but there was just nothing I can do about it because there was no way I was going to be like, oh, hold on, I have to go pee and board late and risk possibly having to check my bag. Like I was like, no, bitch, get your ass on that flight. So I get on the plane, I get my seat, I immediately try to go to the bathroom. There's already people in there. I'm like, there's 4 people on this plane. Like, how are both of them already occupied? And it's like, I want to wait, but I'm like, I got to get back to my seat or else I'm never going to be able to get back because everyone's coming on right now with their luggage. I mean, you can imagine the chaos that it was going to be. I was like, I got to get back to my seat. And I'm like, whatever, I'm fine. I'm not going to pee. I'm still going to hold it. I'm just going to wait till I get home. Wow. About 35 minutes into, no, probably 45 minutes into that flight. Cause I do it to where it's like, I'm in pain. Even if I'm like, yeah, I have to pee. I'm still not going. Then it's like my stomach started to hurt. And I was like, okay, I need to just go pee. Like I was humbled. Like I was just like, I really thought this flight was 45 minutes and I was just going to go pee at home. Wow, was I wrong. The seatbelt signs are turned on. They're like, we're going to be going through some decent turbulence in a moment. And I'm like, feels like a good time to get up. Like, well, actually, okay, yeah, I was trying not to get up. And then I was just like, well, I don't know what you want from me. It's like, I need to pee so bad. So I got up, I go into the bathroom and I'm just like, I am going pee, not to be graphic. Like it starts to get so bumpy. My quads are absolutely on fire. Like I actually think they're gonna burst into flames and take the plane down. Like I'm just like, it's hard to even go, you know, when there's not turbulence. It's like I felt like David Goggins. I was like, this is a challenge and I'm gonna rise to it, you know. I was like, I hope my quads keep burning, you know. It's like, then I'll know that I'm just like alive, you know. So whatever, I go pee. I don't even know what the point of that story was. Like, I was humbled though. Oh yeah, last thing about this flight, there were no beverages served. There were no pretzels distributed. Like they did not offer anything. I don't think I've ever been on a flight that doesn't give you anything, you know. It's like, even if the flight's 20 minutes, it's like they'll find a way to smack you in the arm with that bar cart. You know, it's like they're like, we are coming through. We don't care how short this flight is. Like you will get a lukewarm Sprite. You will. Don't even worry about it. And it's like on the way there, I had these groundbreaking, they're like they're cookies. They're kind of like biscuits. They're so fucking good. I got two. I had the first one. I was like, can I get another one? She was like, yeah, no problem. And I was like, awesome. And I feel like the person like next to me like looked at me like, oh, you can just get two? And it's like, yeah, why not? You think you're gonna they're gonna ask you for two, another thing of cookies and they're gonna say no? No. But yeah, they didn't serve anything on the way back. And it's like, honestly, I liked it. Because I'm always living in fear of when they're coming down the aisle. It's like, oh, I have to stay alert to either tell them no, or I have to pretend like I'm sleeping, or I do want something and I have to stay alert. I'm usually on the aisle, so it's like, all right, now I gotta like tuck my arms in. And it's like that cart just never came. And I'm like, yeah, maybe it's a thing where it's like, if you want a beverage on the plane, like you better get it in the lobby. It's like, you better bring that yourself. If you want a Diet Coke, guess what? You bring it on. It's like, unless, you know, like a couple people want some wine and then like we'll bring it from the back, you know, it's like we don't need to like shove a cart across the entire plane for 4 hours so you can get orange juice. Okay. Welcome to episode 99. Oh my God. It's like even 98, I was just like, whatever. 99 is just so real. Okay. I will pause for the plane. It's like, have some respect for episode 99, obviously. The precursor to episode 100. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's like, truly, is anything real? Okay, you know what is real? Duolingo. I have had the most tumultuous relationship with Duolingo in the past. And it is just like a relationship where it's like we hashed out our feelings, we figured it out, and now we're just like fucking flying high. Like no one would even know that we were having problems at one point. I started Duolingo last year because I was like, oh, I was maybe going to go to Israel. And I was like, I was like, oh, I want to brush up on my Hebrew. And I had actually taken Hebrew my last year of college. So it's like I had a little base layer. But I mean, I had a decent base layer. It was just so hard. I can't explain it. It's like you would have to talk a sentence and it would translate it. And so I would talk it and they would interpret it wrong. And then they'd be like, you got the answer wrong. And I'm like, no, I didn't, is the thing. And then it's like I got it wrong so many times, even though I didn't get it wrong, that I like ran out of gems and I like couldn't do it anymore. And I was just like trying to get a hold of Duolingo. And then I was just like, whatever. And that's what's so hard about life, because it's like you want to do something and then it's like it just reaches a point after a certain time where you're like, I can't put any more energy into this. And then you just stop. And I don't know when I started again is the thing. I mean, probably at least 3 months ago, I just started doing Duolingo Spanish. I was like, you know what? Because I love learning languages. Like, I just love it. It's fun. Therefore, it sort of comes easily to me. So I've been doing Duolingo. I mean, I have a streak of like 60 days. Like they're just like, bitch, you're on fire. And they always like, you know, when you log on, they're like, turn on the push notification so we can tell you so you don't skip a day. And I'm like, not only do I not need the push notifications, like I don't need you to remind me to log on here, Duolingo. In fact, I'll remind you. I'll tap you on your shoulder when you least expect it and be like, let's do the lesson. I've been doing them like I wake up, I chug water, I put in my AirPods and I do my 5-minute Duolingo session is usually what it is, 3 to 5 minutes. It's incredible. And it's like, I actually just can't get enough. When I was not feeling well last week, I logged on twice to Duolingo. It like freaked them out. Like I did my regular morning one. And then like 5 hours later, I was just like, I'm craving another one. I was like, knock, knock. They were like, Jesus Christ, you scared us. I don't even know if you're allowed. I was like, is this allowed? Like, are you allowed to do two in a day? It was crazy, whatever. I've been having so many instances where people, it's like, okay, I'll be on my AirPods a lot if I'm talking to someone, and then I'll get off the phone with them, but I'm not anywhere near my phone. And I'm sure 9 trillion other people have said this, but it is palpable, you know? It's like, I'll get off my phone. We're like, okay, bye. And it's like, I am relying so heavily on them to hang up. Like, I'm just like, okay, they'll hang up and then, you know, I'll go over to my phone and click it off wherever it is. And then it's like, we're like, okay, bye, bye. Neither of you get off. And you're just like, wait, I'm still, and they're like, get off. And I'm like, no, you get off. And I'm just like, I don't know where my phone is. So it's like, you need to end this now. Like, it just turns really dark and actually just quite freaky. So many epiphanies in Phoenix, obviously, as if I'd expect anything less. And also, I will never not travel whilst high on an edible ever again. Like, I cannot believe how I've been living. I was getting ready to go to the airport Friday morning. I was so stressed out. Like, I was on another level. I was just rattled. I was like, am I late? I don't know. I was just shoving things in my suitcase. And it was weird too, because I had actually started packing on Wednesday. And I feel like sometimes that's worse than just packing in one sitting, because it's like you think you're done and then the day comes to travel and you're like, wow, I'm not even close to done. I was so frazzled to the point where I was like, I have to take an edible. Like, I need to calm my blood pressure, you know? I've never taken an edible at an airport. Like, when I'm flying, nothing. I don't even think about it. Oh my God. So I take one as we're driving to the airport. And I'm still so stressed. I'm going through security. I'm stressed. And I realize like 45 minutes has gone by since I took it. And I'm like, wow, I guess it's not going to take. You know, it's like the stress is simply too powerful. It's not, it just overrode it. It's not going to take. I get to my seat. I sit down. I'm like, wow, I'm on another planet. Like, I was seriously gone. I think like it almost made the edible more potent, my stress, because I needed it. Like, I actually needed it. I was having the time of my life. I took out my AirPods. I put on a playlist. I just started writing. Like, it was heaven. Flight delay, 20 minutes. Who fucking cares? I'm flowing. It did. Okay. So yeah, it was so fucking fun. That's why I was like, I got on the plane and I was like, I don't even know how long this flight is. I have zero idea. And then I swear I was writing for like 10 minutes and they were like, we're starting our descent into Phoenix. And I was like, phenomenal. That's incredible news. Incredible news. It was tough though, because, okay, so I obviously emailed my boarding passes and I pulled them up no problem when I was going through security. And then when we were like boarding, I went to pull it up and it wasn't, okay, actually when I was sitting down, I tried to pull it up and it just wasn't coming up. It was like no internet, or like it wasn't working. And I was like, whatever, it's fine. Like, they know my name. Like, they don't, I'm like, do they really need the boarding pass again? I'm like, I know what seat I'm in, whatever. I get up there when it's my turn to board and I'm like, this isn't pulling up. And they're like, okay, ma'am, you need to step out of line. I'm like, again? No, this was before the security thing. But so I step out. They're like, you need to go like talk to my colleague here to my right. They'll print out your boarding pass. So I'm like, oh my God, because I'm actually kind of starting to freak out, because I'm like, what if they're going to make me now check my luggage? There's not enough room. I mean, my worst nightmare did come to life. So I step aside. This woman's like, she starts printing out tags for my suitcases. She puts tags in my suitcase. I'm like, no. I'm like, I was like, oh, wait. And she's like, oh, wait, what did you need? And I was like, my boarding pass. And she was like, oh, okay. Okay, so we've already lost 3 minutes. Now I hear a voice on the loudspeaker. There is no more room in the cabin. If you are still boarding the plane, you will need to check your bag. And I'm like, no. I'm like, but I was in group 5. I didn't have to check my bag. And she's like, well, it's too late now. And I'm like, because of you, but also mostly because of me. So then she prints out my boarding pass, whatever. And then, I'm lost interest in the story. It is crazy though, baggage claim. Like, it is truly unreal. I just never check my bag. So it's like, I was just trying to stay calm when I landed because it's like, my bag was like, you know, the third to last to come out. And it's just like, I don't need this right now. I don't need this right now. Okay, whatever. I actually had a really phenomenal birthday, and it's kind of nice because it's like, it is a weird thing when it's like you start the new year, but you're also like, oh, my birthday's in 2 weeks. Like, it's just like, you know, it's just interesting. It's an interesting combo. So it's like, now it's a day past it, and it's like, all right. Now it's like, because it's kind of every day is like, oh, you're very aware that your birthday is coming. And now it's like, all right, now we can just kind of settle in a good way, you know. Anyways, GTBB, good to be back. And that shower after a flight is just one in a million, is it not? It's like, I just feel so disgusting from being at the airports, being on the airplane. Oh my God, when we landed. Okay, so I will say that once I saw that the return flight was an hour and 33 minutes, I was like, oh, I need to take an edible. Like, I was like not thinking about it at all. I was like, whatever, I'm going home. Da, 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 da. Once I saw that flight was an hour 30, I was like, no. Now that I know the power of taking an edible whilst traveling, if we're doing an hour 30, I'm doing an edible. I take it. I read for like 30 to 40 minutes while I'm waiting for people to plane. I don't know why I got on so early. I was just like, I was group 4 or 5. People were just, oh yeah, because they called group 4. No, I was group 5. They called group 1. Okay, some rich ass people go on. They do group 2 and 3, like some stragglers. They get to group 4. They go group 4, not one person stepped forward. I was like, wait, what? I was like, not one person's in group 4. And then I was being so alert because I was like, there's no way I'm checking my bag. So they were like, group 5. I was like, it's me. I am group 5. I will represent group 5 and I will lead the way for us. I will get on the plane first. So yeah, I got on the plane and I had so much time while other people were boarding. So I took my edible and just read until it kicked in and just had, once again, the time of my absolute life, just writing my heart out, like just getting so many ideas. It was just incredible. It was like, honestly, like I need to take flights and edibles just to like get work done. Like I got a week's worth of work done on that plane, on that hour and a half flight back from Phoenix. And then so we land and they're like, you know, it was at Burbank Airport. If you're familiar, they often deplane outside. Like the stairs just go, you're outside and then you walk into the terminal. It's a very relaxed experience. So they were like, they got on the loudspeaker and they were like, okay, obviously we are offering our classic, you know, outdoor exit experience. And I was like, okay, nice. And they're like, we will say it is pouring. It is absolutely pouring rain. And I was like, oh boy, because I was wearing my boots, you know, they have a kind of a heel on them because that's what I was wearing to the show. And also my boots couldn't even fit in my suitcase. So I had to wear them on the plane there and back. So they're like, please be careful. It is extremely slippery. I get out. There are 3 ramps. Like it is sleeked with water. I am like a fresh born deer trying to walk for the first time. Like I am a little bit high. I have a heavy ass suitcase, a heavy ass traveling bag. I'm wearing high boots and it is sopping wet. I'm holding on to the railings. Like I'm truly like, oh wow. I thought it was done. I thought traveling was done. All I have to do is get off the plane. I don't have to go to baggage claim. I just get in my boyfriend's car. The next thing I know, I'm just like cascading down these like slippery ass ramps. Like it was truly, truly a test. And yeah, I did pass. All right. I think I'm just going to shut this down right here. It's phenomenal to be back. Please rate, review, and subscribe. Rate, review, subscribe. It's like, And I guess it would be in a different order. I guess you subscribe, just first get in the game, you know, and then you rate. It's easy. It's one click. It's 5 stars, obviously. And then you just proceed to review, you know, and it's like, oh my God, I left such a good review the other week. I freaking went to Healthy Spot. Okay, I don't have this in me. Basically, they asked me to write a Yelp review. Like, I had such a phenomenal experience, like, whatever. And they were like, oh, could you do us a huge favor? Like, we haven't been getting any Yelp reviews. Like, would you mind writing a review? And I was like, would I mind? I'd love to. I was like, what are your names? Like, I'm a journalist at heart. Like, I, like, took out my notebook. I'm like, all right, what are some details we want to touch on? Like, what are your names? What should I mention? Like, what are points of interest? Like, let me know and I will just craft you something that you couldn't even pay for. And I'm happy to do it because I've had such a great experience here. I'm happy to return the favor. If you guys haven't been getting Yelp reviews, yeah, let's get you up there. Let's get you on the leadership board. They were like, yeah, our location is like just not getting that many reviews. And I was like, don't say another goddamn word. I got you. I got you, Healthy Spot. Don't worry. So yeah, I guess subscribe, rate, review. I'm going to pioneer that. Subscribe, rate, review. People are like, you mean rate, review, subscribe? I'm like, I said what I said. Thank you guys so much for listening. And I will see you next week for episode 100. Oh my God. I think it's like, we don't even need to talk about it. It's like, whatever. It's episode 100. No one cares. Okay. Subscribe, rate, review. TTYL.